Arthur Conan Doyle and Harry Houdini share breakfast. Cunning man and wise enough to keep up the patter, Doyle lays plots. Houdini listens, keeping his eyes somewhere else, pointing his host the wrong way. Look here, not here, where the trick nests. By the time the eye swerves back, it's done. What's meant to vanish has. The teaspoons are gone. Doyle is determined not to be hoodwinked, outwitted. He's canny, genial, disposed to liking the chicanery that lends itself to art. He blinks and his toast rack has evaporated. Both are too polite to mention this. Consummate gentlemen revisioning their ancestry, rueful Irishman, shamed Jew, knowing they may inherit through ostensible obedience, press hard on the mold, secretly break it. Doyle rises, coughing lightly, and flings the net. Houdini dodges, dives under the table, but his feet are already shackled. Doyle smiles, swilling laughter. Then sees appearing on the tablecloth among the china roses and the crumbs sudden other objects, sealed letter, straitjacket, noose, pocket watch, death watch beetle, death's head. He ducks his head down just in time to see Houdini wriggle free, brandishing cuffs, whistling through the gap in his teeth. Cards erupt from the napkin holder, tarot showing one or another face. Empress and hanged man, world and fool. Staring over the muffins, eggs, bread and butter, they make a truce, saying nothing. Fear death by water. Fear the end. Yet neither does, and so they nod, knowing that each may apprehend the other.